Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the newest installment of the Crowder Brothers Show. This is a special night tonight because we have not one, not two, not three, but all four Crowder Brothers with us tonight. So, without further ado, let us introduce everybody to the show. First, we have with us Tiny, as we like to call him.
Hello, everybody. How's everyone doing tonight?
Nice dead air.
Can you hear the music?
I got nothing.
Should be able to hear the music. You got nothing?
I got it. I'm listening to it through the mixer, though.
Well, I've got my mixer turned down.
All right.
That's probably why.
Yeah, probably why. And since he just spoke in, we also have the half-infamous T-Rex one.
Yeah, that's me. And of course, and Bill and Marlene are here tonight.
Stone Cold Steve Crowder.
Because I have to go to the most stupidest thing in the world, which is kindergarten parent-teacher conferences.
Ah, yes. Yes, parent-teacher conferences. I haven't been to one of those in a long time. Mainly because I don't know about them until after the But as I mentioned, as I teased, as it were, and we've mentioned before, we have a fourth Crowder brother, the face man of the infamous Crowder Boys A-Team, as it were. So, there's only really one song that fits him. No, unfortunately, it's not the My Little Pony theme song. Sticking with the wrestling theme, we have this.
I know I'm sexy. I've got the look.
How are you doing, Andy?
That drives a girl wild.
You have to unmute yourself now, Andy.
Look, don't talk through my music. I was enjoying the music, okay?
He was in the moment.
Matt has to remember that there's so much delay between when the music plays.
There's a bit of a lag here between the Skype and the Mixler.
What you have to do to eliminate that, Andy?
Should I just be listening to Skype?
Turn the volume down on the Mixler itself.
Yeah. If we listen to the Skype, then we can't hear the music, which is perfectly fine. But you never know when you're supposed to come in, or how long the. Oh, and by the way, Matt, Marlene said, "Have you done your homework yet?"
No. Tell mother.
He said, "Mother, I have not done my homework yet."
Telling him he's getting his act together.
Is it so hard to call me Mycroft?
Do we need to get Mom up on this since Steven's leaving?
Mom just said that, Matt, since you're 110, you still have to do what she says.
This is true. Hey,
Matt wants to talk to you.
Real quick. Let's get Mom in.
Mom, come here a second.
Okay, we need to get a hold of this thing.
Mom!
We need to right the ship here.
Come here.
No.
There is no righting this ship.
I'm suddenly regretting my decision to join this thing.
Oh, sorry, Andy. Oh, no. They drug you into this.
You should be, Mom.
Welcome to the show.
This is your legacy here.
I know. I'm so proud.
Your children.
To the three people in the chat, who other than us, say hello to our mom, the one who has fed us, and even with our picky eating habits and taking care of us. All of these years, and told us to watch out while we're driving because of all
that's
the
true.
Other crazy
that's
zone.
True. Okay. Well, Andrew, you have fun chatting.
Oh,
good.
Kathy's in the chat.
Oh,
she says,
hi Kathy.
To you and Dad.
She's my favorite. Okay. Catch y'all later.
Like cross country here.
Exactly.
Right. Something else.
Don't let her fool you, Aunt Kathy. If it was Aunt Carol on the line, she would have said she was her
true.
Favorite. So That's just, but you know that already. You've known that over the last 36 years.
It sounds like we need to have Mom do our own show.
This is true.
She said that she has some stories she can tell, and I don't know if that's good for any of us.
Nope. I don't think that's a good thing at all.
I don't want to hear about her college years.
There's a court-ordered gag order on Mom telling any stories.
It sounds like, Mark, we need to have Mom on a show when Matt's out of town.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I will hijack it.
All right. Let's get the show on the road, then. Come on, guys. Time is money here.
Welcome, everybody, again.
That's right.
Our mom and dad are over there at the half-infamous's house to watch...
Carter Command Center.
To take care of the Crowder Command Center, take care of Cameron and Nathan, who we all know to be the future ruler of the world, because he takes after his...
But he'll make something of himself.
Hopefully he won't have to have a shoulder surgery and have a T-Rex arm. That could slow his...
Yeah, just a little. Oh, by the way, Bill is avoiding this at all costs. Yes. I was talking to him. Maybe it was when we were at lunch with Mark. He said, yeah, I don't want to have anything to do with it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. Don't want to be on it.
That's because Dad's a real broadcaster, and he can't, bring himself down to our level.
You know, I should have taken his advice.
Sometimes you just have to dip your toe into the water to know how bad it is.
Yeah. Well, so
it's going good. It's good.
Same old, same old. Work. Go to the gym. Mock Steven at work, and go home.
Yeah. Yep. He mocks my one arm.
Yep.
And my lack of reach, and we talk about motorcycles and our lack of that too.
And
I almost got you one of those gopher grabbers. I
really want that shirt that Mark sent me the picture of the T-Rex with the little T-Rex grabber that said unstoppable.
Yeah. It's perfect.
That is pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome.
So I've been watching hours, and by hours I mean hours and hours of content on the old WWE Network.
Probably mean days.
Yeah, about days worth of content. I've been staying up way too late, watching old stuff, watching newer stuff, catching up on things. I don't really like that the Raw replay, which basically shows the entirety of the Monday Night Raw episodes, but it's like a month and a half behind or something. Yeah. I wish they'd post the newest stuff sooner, but I'll take what I can get. But I've been catching up on all the Daniel Bryan versus the Authority storyline. Yes, yes, yes.
I will tell you what, the Raw and SmackDown replays are on Hulu Plus, so I'm assuming they already have a contract with USA Networks and all the NBC Universal, so that they can't put it out
right away.
Right away, yeah. The same reason they couldn't put out the pay-per-views right away.
Yeah, because they have to rely on the...
Yeah. How far delayed?
They have the 2014 Rumble up now.
That's good. No,
they don't have the Elimination Chamber until the end of the month. Yeah, but it was fun to watch the carnage and the fans turn on everything.
Yeah, the fans turning on Batista.
Yeah.
Bautista.
Bautista. What? That's right. Bautista. Mark's favorite Bautista.
That's all right.
Mark, you need to catch up on some of it.
Spoiler alert, Mark. Batista went full heel on Friday Night SmackDown last week.
Good.
Is that the one that you were
at? No, we were at the one, the show right before the Rumble. So he had debuted on Raw, but he didn't come to SmackDown, of course.
I need to Google this.
But we did get to see CM Punk's last television outing.
Nice.
I heard he might be back here
tonight.
Tonight in Chicago. See, that's where it goes from being a shoot to a work.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what they need to do, because Punk is probably one of their top guys. Well, no, it's not. There's no probably about it. He is one of their top guys.
Well,
I mean,
I had been trying to check Raw and SmackDown each week, but ever since I read that he walked out, I've kind of strayed a little bit, if you will.
Yeah,
he's my reason to watch now that HBK is gone.
Daniel Bryan's good to watch too. I think he's got a lot of in-ring talent.
Bryan's a good wrestler.
Yeah,
not a great talker.
He's got the charisma too.
He's getting better though.
Yeah, yeah. But speaking of HBK, he was on NXT Arrival last week, which was live on the WWE Network.
See, I watched most of it, but I didn't see the HBK part.
Yeah, that was good. That Cesaro and Sami Zayn match was great.
Yeah, I saw the end of that. Which I think the fact that they stream stuff, quote-unquote, live all the time. Like right now they've got WrestleMania 25 going. Up next is I like the pre-shows and the post-shows for Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, we got a pre-show coming up 45 minutes.
Yeah. The Beyond the Ring is pretty good. I think the Stone Cold one is the new one. They did one last week. They were Stone Cold is up there now. They're all a couple years old, so they're on DVD and things like that. But the Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart stuff is great. The Stone Cold one, I haven't watched it yet, but that one has to be good.
One of the things that was nice, I caught, it must have been last year's Survivor Series on the live stream on Friday. And it finished before the hour when NXT Arrival Replay was coming up. And they showed a short on Goldust. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's pretty good.
That kind of
talked about how he started, how he got stuck with the Goldust gimmick and how he made it work. So
he's come a long way, and I think his from what I've read and heard, DDP Yoga is the only reason why he's back now.
Heck yeah, DDP Yoga.
He's cleaned up his life to the point where
he's doing those diamond cutters.
He's at the leanest and strongest that he's ever been.
Yeah,
as a performer,
he's doing Hurricane Ranas at 44 years old.
I know. That's nobody else is doing that.
Wait, so I'm getting caught up a little bit. I'm watching him turning heel. He's going against Dolph Ziggler.
Dude, Ziggler's legit.
The mullet man himself.
I like to think of him as one of the Spirit Squad myself.
Yeah.
Oh, he is still a Spirit Squatter.
Yeah. He's getting better. He doesn't quite have the mic skills.
He was World Heavyweight Champ last year, day after WrestleMania.
For what?
He got a concussion the following pay-per-view. And
of course he did.
Alberto Del Rio.
That's interesting.
And I think he got another one from Ryback.
Yeah, Ryback's a bit of a botch, too.
Came back.
Yeah, you were pretty right, Steve. Batista did get a lot of ink. That's
Yeah. I was watching the SmackDown post-show the other day, and I told Mark that he's got quite a bit of ink now.
Yeah, holy he fell asleep on the tattoo artist chair and just gave him, a blank check.
Just do whatever you want, Holmes. Just fill up the arms, fill up the back.
Well, it was like he was on Guardians of the Galaxy set and said, you know what, I really like the way this red stuff is all over me. Just give me a bunch of that crap.
Give me some random lines on my stomach.
I think those are stretch marks.
Yeah.
No, it looks like some stars.
You can't be getting stars.
No, he can't be a man with stars like that.
Along his rib cage, he has stars and some swirlies.
I mean, I like Batista, but
he's also got the sunburst around the belly button. So let's be honest here. He's made questionable ink choices in the past.
In the words of Professor Chang himself,
gay.
Yeah, it's so true. Oh man. You're gonna have that much.
Let me say in the words of Jerry Seinfeld. Boy. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm not getting the sunburst tattoo.
Not gonna happen. Matt's already got one on his small of his back, so
yeah. My Ted Mosby butterfly tramp stamp.
Ted Mosby Memorial tramp stamp.
Schmosby. Yeah. Typical. We were watching that today.
Typical Schmosby.
Oh, I love that. Another new episode of that here in about an hour.
See, that is the one downfall of not having legitimate cable. We just do Netflix and Hulu Plus. So all we have is up through season 8 of How I Met Your Mother. Because CBS is not involved in Hulu. So we're behind on some of our...
Nathan's got a Nerf blaster. Yeah, we have an antenna. I bought one of the Mohu Leaf off of Amazon. It's a flat antenna. It's about 10 by 12, something like that, 10 by 10. Super flat. We can't get CBS in because nobody near us can through the antenna because the station's too far away.
Is that anything like the Nissan Leaf?
No.
Really, the only thing you're missing on CBS
How I Met Your Mother
is Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, and any of that stuff that I want to watch. Nate's getting pretty good with the old Nerf blaster. He's cocking and locking. This is not good.
Future
I have my computer hooked up to the TV in our basement, so we just watch stuff the day after.
Can watch it on CBS.com.
Yeah.
All right, boys, I gotta go learn how hyper intelligent and or dumb my son is. So I'll be back. I'll catch you guys later. See you on the podcast feed. Keep it clean. Keep it fun. Peace.
See ya.
Now,
I'm guessing he meant hyper comma intelligent. Is that how that's going to go?
Yeah. Yeah. Hyper
.. intelligent? Question mark?
That big question mark.
Yeah.
Now, with you guys bringing up the WWE Network, I've been playing with the Disney Movies Anywhere, which is their new streaming service.
I saw that on the top iTunes downloads.
Yeah, I just made an account with them. And it's pretty much you link it to your iTunes account for, like, if you have a movie that you bought on iTunes, any Disney movie, Marvel, anything like that.
Okay.
And you can stream it through.
So it puts it up in the cloud?
Yeah, it puts it up in the cloud pretty much. And you can, just from making the account, it actually gave me a copy of The Incredibles, which I haven't even seen all of.
What?
So, right now, if you go on DisneyMoviesAnywhere.com, you make an account, you link it to your iTunes, it gives you a copy of The Incredibles.
All right, hold on. Let me finish killing these Hydra henchmen.
Yeah, and The Incredibles is one of the better Disney movies that they have put out recently.
It's one that I wanted to see, but it's not one I have seen. But it's so far on here, it shows pretty much all the Marvel cartoons, all the way back to, like, Rocket Man, Tron, and nice. It even has the Disney nature, like the Disney Oceans, which I liked.
liked the heartwarming tale of the polar bear and her cubs. Is that how that went?
The one that died and drowned.
Well, I didn't see the end.
Yeah, don't watch the end.
Which one is this?
Oh, but yeah,
Old Yeller.
That's probably on here, but it has a lot of the old cartoons. Pocahontas, Aladdin.
That's cool.
Sorry, Beauty what is that, Mark? Disney Instant?
What's the...
Disney Movies Anywhere. I'm actually going to throw a link in the chat.
Yeah, please do. Because I'm going to need to check that
it
out.
It looks like
a
cool little thing for the fact it gave me a free copy of The Incredibles. I like it.
Yeah, they should advertise that.
Yeah. Another good Disney movie, which was a big winner last night and at the Oscars, was Frozen. I went and saw that with Amara
still in the
week
theaters.
And a half or so ago, finally.
Is it really?
And it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I wasn't expecting to, but I really enjoyed it because there were some parts that I thought was really funny about how they kind of made fun of themselves. In that, you know, typically, you know, the princess meets Prince Charming and they get married the next day. Well, they kind of picked on that a little bit, where the sister, who's voiced by Kristen Bell, she is all excited because she's going to meet her prince, and she meets him and they decide to get married like within like 5 minutes. And her sister's like, no, not going to happen. And she meets another character. He's like, wait a second. You just met him and you're getting married? Are you crazy? So I thought that was kind of...
I think that breaks the fantasy of it all, in my opinion.
But other than that, the music... The music was really good. Amara even pulled out. She's like, you know, it's kind of cool because it shows that I don't have to have... You know, I don't have to have a guy to be successful and be important.
Also haven't
blah,
seen
blah,
that one,
blah,
spoiler
blah,
alert.
Know.
Yeah. Kate and I are hoping to... The thing with Incredibles that I actually just clicked it. It also gave me the bonus features, like the little animated shorts,
oh, nice,
the behind the scenes, and the bloopers and deleted scenes too. So it's not just the movie itself. Like, I'm half tempted to get Cars, because I haven't actually seen all of Cars, I don't think.
What?
I have seen all of Cars, but I don't think I've seen all
of Cars.
I've
not seen Cars 2. The only Disney Pixar sequels I have seen is Monsters U. And all the Toy Stories,
good.
Of course.
I still haven't seen all of Toy Story 3.
I hear it's the saddest.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't want to cry. Disney movies
they're not supposed to make kids cry. They're supposed to make adults cry.
Well, they do a good job.
Yeah, typically they make adults cry because they know how much money they're going to have to shell out to buy all the toys from it for their kids. And which is why I have, like, in front of my TV stretched all the way across are all of the Disney Infinity characters.
Oh, yeah, isn't that for a game?
Except for the sidekicks. I don't have that one yet.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Amara really enjoys it. Sure.
It's,
yeah.
No, she does. She sits there. She'll play for hours on the little toy box.
Yeah, no, that's cool, man. That's cool.
Worlds and stuff, and she'll drag me over, and I'll play with
kicking
her
and screaming,
a little bit. Like,
I'm sure.
When was it? Sunday, we were on the Toy Story level where I was Buzz Lightyear and she was Jessie. And we were rolling around and I was throwing beach balls at the little aliens.
I thought you had dropped Amara off and then you played that.
No, I dropped Amara off today.
And then you played Disney Universe, or is that what it's called?
I haven't played Xbox by myself. In
since Halo
probably
games,
probably a year.
So you play Disney Infinity Online?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. I think last one I played was the Sniper Elite 2, which was really good.
Well, I don't play much of anything. I will play iOS games because they're portable.
Phone games,
yes,
quick and easy.
Which iOS games do you like to play?
I'm currently crushing a lot of candy.
Nice. Yeah, I noticed. I get all
your
little alerts.
I noticed you don't help
alerts.
Me. Thank you.
I'm off the candy. Yeah, I'm off the candy.
I'm still
I'm
hooked.
Rehab
I'm actually
candy
I'm
crush.
Giving those up for Lent. On my mobile games.
You're not Catholic, dude. You don't
it's not just a Catholic thing, man.
Oh, are they branching into our religion now?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's
Catholicism.
Wow, some Catholics are
like,
Christians, right?
Moving over,
and some Christians aren't.
Well, yeah,
Christians,
but they're not. They're not. They're not Protestants.
That's true. They don't
as
protest.
We are. No,
the Pope's a good guy, though. Apparently,
but he seems to be pretty decent. Although I saw some report today, I didn't look it up, but I guess he
really?
Dropped an F-bomb yesterday during some mass.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
but it could just be trans. It could be like the. It sounded like the F-bomb in English, even though he was
Latin,
speaking in Latin. I'm not really sure.
Somebody needs to get their facts straight.
It might have been an F-bomb. Yeah. It could have just been Latin. It kind of sounds the same.
Obviously, according to the media, it's a slow news day, even though there's
about
to be a war in the Ukraine and the Venezuela.
By
people
the government.
Are getting slaughtered. But hey, the Pope dropped the F-bomb, everybody. This
well,
is way
once they got past
important.
All the Oscar news and things, what else are they going to go to but the Pope? Geopolitical,
yeah, true.
You know, that's not very entertaining for people. Which is why we shouldn't talk about it now.
I see Andy in the chat wants us to talk about the Flash mask.
Ah, yes, I saw that. I like it. I do like it. Andy... For you guys, I don't know if you guys know this, but he actually has his own podcast about the Flash and the upcoming Flash TV show that's going to be a spinoff of Arrow, which I just started watching this weekend.
I haven't started yet. I'm hoping to find it used and just buy it instead of watching one episode and then being hooked and not being able to.
Are you talking about Arrow?
Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
No, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have Netflix,
season one's on Netflix. Yeah.
No,
it's like
man.
$7.
What? We'll solve that afterward or after the show. I can set up to like 5 profiles, so I'll set up a profile for you and give you the login information. Just like may or may not have been disseminated with my HBO Go account,
WWE Network,
and Steven's Amazon account.
I may or may not have enjoyed both Now You See Me and Red Eye on HBO Go last week.
Yes,
Now You See Me was a
you know,
good movie. I like
we
that.
Both liked it, Katie and I watched it, but different Katie.
Not Kate.
Yes, not the Kate Crowder that does not want to be associated or known as being the wife of Mark Crowder.
Yes.
This is KT Crowder, who probably doesn't want to be associated on this show as being
correct.
The husband of
the, my issue
Andy,
with that right? movie is there's no real replay value. Unless you want to watch it once.
Yeah,
sorry, we'll try not
know,
to give spoilers. Unless you want to watch it once to see how it all went down.
It's but, one of those you can watch it like once every
yeah.
month.
It's kind
of
like yeah, with The Sixth that. Sense. You know what I mean? No. Once you know that, once you know
that's old enough.
The plot hook.
Once you know he's a ghost, I mean.
Yeah, you know.
There's a statute
yeah,
of limitations
then,
on movie spoilers.
Then you know.
Oh man, did
yeah,
you know
it's
that?
Been like it's been. Well, M. Night Shyamalan hasn't made a good movie.
Did you
since,
know Darth
so
Vader is Luke Skywalker's
spoil that
dad?
For everybody.
I liked The Village
what?
From M. Night Shyamalan, but that was a one watch movie as well. There's yeah. no rewatching.
Yeah, most. Most movies yeah. from Shyamalan and Ding Dong.
It's that
one
twist. You're like, oh,
movies.
So that's how it is. All right, whatever.
There's a reason they didn't put his name on After Earth with Will Smith because they knew nobody would really
well
watch this.
Well, if they did put it on there, then people would have yeah, understood why it was
seen
so
it.
Terrible.
Kind of a catch-22. If you put it on there, nobody's going to see it. If you
yeah.
don't put it on there, people won't know why it stinks.
Yeah. But, Alyssa in the chat asked, how scary is it getting in the
it's
Ukraine?
It's so scary that... oh, sorry.
For the Ukrainians, it's getting pretty scary because, you know, Russia's basically just going to go in there and take it. just because. And nobody's going to stop them. I mean, not like anybody in our government has the testicular fortitude
nope.
to stand up to Putin.
Oh, when's...
So,
when's Mick Foley going to run for office?
We know how that's going to work out.
It's only time.
No joke. He needs to. He'd give the Socko to
speaking of that,
to
not
Putin,
to
I bet.
Continue to go back to the WWE network, even though it's fantastic.
No, that's fine. We
they
do a
don't
lot.
Have a whole lot from the yes. Monday Night Wars yet. In fact, they don't have any WCW Nitro.
Yeah, and we noticed that too.
I think they run occasionally
yep.
on the live feed a special about the Monday Night Wars, but if you want more of that, you're better off going
yeah.
on Netflix and trying to find some of those DVDs.
Yeah, like I would love to go back and be able to watch again that episode of Nitro
oh, yeah.
where Scott Hall
Asian.
Just walks in, you know? And I was actually just watching, I found it on YouTube the other day, the video from Madison Square Garden when Bret Hart lost it at the end of the first episode of Raw, and I remember watching it with you guys because he goes nuts and they don't bleep out anything after his cage match, and then Stone Cold comes out and he's taunting him. He comes out and he just starts pounding on him, and then
that
Undertaker comes out
the first
out
episode
again,
of Raw,
but it.
Oh,
that was
maybe
the first episode
watched,
of Raw
yeah.
that we watched. And I'm
sorry.
Pretty sure that was the first episode. That was the first that live can... episode of Monday yep. Night Raw. I
was
going to
say,
that.
I don't
that
think
Stunning
episode. Steve Austin was that popular yet.
No, this is
he was still
in
WCW, I think,
from
when Raw debuted.
This was from 96, 95, I think.
If it was Stone Cold, it was
right
probably 96,
that WrestleMania,
yeah.
Where Bret Hart 96, 97. And Stone Cold went.
It
yeah. But that was
yeah.
right when the Monday Night War started to heat up. Because Raw went live in response to WCW taking all their viewers because people weren't finding out about it ahead of time. So people were wanting to watch WCW
exactly.
because they never knew what was going to happen ahead of time.
Exactly.
But So what else we have going on?
I don't know. I'm doing work on Marvel Heroes here. Seriously, you guys. It's
dork.
Fun.
Nice.
Seriously, guys.
It's pretty sweet.
Come on now. Seriously. Come on now.
No!
Guys.
That's ignorant.
But, ignorant. Totally ignorant.
But really,
my son
you are
blanket.
Ignorant if you don't play Marvel Heroes. It's free to play, okay? Pay to win, but still free to play.
If I'm going to play a free to play game, I'm going to play The Old Republic.
yeah,
where
Republic.
I have a couple level
yeah.
max characters and yeah. lots of money from our guild and
yep.
See, then there's no joy in the
yep.
in the grind.
That's where I'm at on Battlefield now, because I hit the level cap at 110.
What level?
And now it's
110.
Like...
110. Oh my word. Get a life, brother.
110. Dude, I am single. I have no
Watch
life.
More WWE. Come on.
Seriously. Well, I am now. I watch WWE on my left screen, and I play on my right
Another
screen.
Eternity
That's
splinter.
How I was watching Arrow the other day. But anyway, the other thing, too, I'm taking two classes right now.
Are they Disney Infinity classes?
No. One is a graduate-level international business class, and the other is an undergrad accounting class that is a prereq for my MBA plan.
Hey, I was just asking a simple question based on the knowledge that I already have.
Yeah. But those end this week, and then I have a week off, and then I'm only taking one class, which is good, because then I can play more games because I have nothing better to do. And I can actually start looking more in a more focused manner.
Some new digs.
And with your house hunting. That means a road trip for me to come out to you to help you move.
Yes.
You should invite your brother with a bum leg, your brother with a bum shoulder, and your brother with a bad back.
Well, you're all welcome to help.
We make one person.
Between the four of us, we make one decent
That's
person.
Excuse me, I need to drink some soda stream here.
Me, I'm just bringing the brains to the operation because I have a bad back and two bad shoulders, and my knees are starting to go out. So, I'm gonna end up being Professor Xavier in a chair before we.
I'm taking enough supplements right now to build muscle on anything that's broken. Yeah, to almost
to glow
in the dark.
You're taking.
So I'm at
horse steroids.
Yes. So I'm hoping my goal by this summer is so
estrogen
I don't have
pills.
To duct tape my knee to help you, but just saran wrap it. Just give it a little extra.
Well, fortunately, I don't really have all that much stuff that would require actual lifting and not using one of the dollies for boxes. So it's not going to be that big of a deal.
Well, unfortunately, I will not be able to help you.
We'll be able to do it in a day. No, because you have some big news, a big arrival coming this summer that is going to be
taking I might be out of a job.
Energy.
Did you buy a kayak?
Oh, you're talking about I'm going to
really,
be a
I
daddy.
I didn't know about that, but
that's right.
Yes, you are.
Going to have a little Andy Jr. running around.
To another in the is right another in the generation of the second generation of infamous.
Yeah, Steve and I are doing okay with that. Why did you have a girl?
I didn't really have a choice in it. But to be fair, I wouldn't change it for anything because my little girl loves her superheroes. She loves her Doctor Who. She loves her driving go-karts. And she wants to have a pink .22 rifle.
I feel like Kate and I are going to get stuck with girls, but
really,
that's all right.
You don't get stuck with girls. Girls are a blessing.
No, get stuck with girls.
Yeah, they're a blessing until they're in high school.
I'm going to get stuck with girls, but they're going to be wearing camo. I'm going to make sure of that.
Well, then maybe you guys won't be interested in them.
Yeah. Amen.
If they can't see them.
Yeah.
They will see a floating head walking around.
Just don't put them in ACU
in the world
camo because
them.
Then everybody will see them.
Maybe some of the...
Yeah. Hey, just news flash through the Twitters. Big Honkin' Show will be going live in 52 minutes.
We have to fill 52 more minutes?
And Andy just put that in the chat as well. I know.
So
what else can we talk
what's new
about?
On the Craigslist?
We talked about my two interests, Marvel Heroes and WWE, so I'm fresh out.
Yeah. Well, on the house hunting stuff, to pull the curtain back a little bit, I've been trying to rebuild
Preaching
my
to the credit choir.
From the time I was married, and at the beginning of the year, right after New Year's, I went on. Because I'm in the military, I qualify. I can try and get a VA loan, which is good because with the VA loan, it is not the money doesn't come from the federal government. Gotcha. The federal government guarantees it. So because of that, lenders will be more willing to lend to a soldier. It's easier to get the closing done in a quicker manner. And
yeah.
I can do it with a zero down payment without having PMI. To pay the mortgage insurance, which can run, you know, $200-$300 a month, depending on how much your house is. So, but my credit score has progressively been getting better, but it was still about 40 points below the threshold of 620 that sure. most people are willing to start lending at. So I went onto a website that's veteransunited.com. They have a thing called the Lighthouse Program, which is free credit counseling, where they pulled my credit report, and then I have a personal credit counselor who went over my credit report with me and asked me some questions and stuff, and then she recommended some actions to take, and I took those actions a couple weeks ago, and on my Equifax, I'm up at a 646 now. I'm just waiting for the other two bureaus to fully recycle and refresh so that, and once that happens, then I can get pre-approved for a loan. And
which is terrifying.
How much money I can spend.
Big jump for a amount of time.
I've been
with.
Yeah, it is terrifying, but at the same time for me, it's a little bit less terrifying because being in the military.
Yeah.
I also get a housing allowance every month. That will help to offset that. And I don't have the PMI. I just have taxes. And that's the thing that I'm having to pay the most attention to, because I could get a $150,000 house in one neighborhood, but the taxes are $6,000 a month, or $6,000 a year.
Holy cow.
And then another neighborhood, like one house I saw today, was $190,000 and bigger than the $100,000. Way nicer and better than the $150,000 house, obviously, but the taxes were only $600 a year.
And it's like that here in Grand Rapids too.
Yeah.
I mean, you go two streets over and your taxes change because you're in a different school district or you're different, you know, whatever. So that's the part. Like, I'm looking at a house, I'm like, oh, this is nice. I can afford this, you know, potentially. And then I go and look at it, and you add another $500 for taxes every month, and it's like, well, this one's off.
Last year when Kate and I bought our house, we had bought it from some people that we knew, which now we wish we didn't. But still with that, we got a nice little house out in the middle of nowhere, which we like even more. But our taxes are next to nothing. We were able to get the first-time homebuyer grant. And in Michigan, they have a rural development, RD loan, where you need zero down, which...
Right.
With the pretty much with that, and then I had first-time home buyer. It really came out nice for us because our monthly mortgage payment is less than most people I know that rent. So it's like, ha! I own my own house.
The reason they charge so much for rent is because it usually is kind of a temporary. You know, people are willing to pay $1,000 for an apartment because they know, well, I'm only going to be here for a year. I don't want to invest in a house and.
Yeah, and plus the people who are renting it out are wanting to run it for a little bit more, so that for those months they don't have anybody in it, it covers a little bit. And around here, though, I was telling Mom about it earlier, and just telling Steven about it a little bit. The property values up here are so overinflated because there's not as much on-post housing here at Fort Drum as there are at other installations. So there's much more demand for it. Like, right now I'm in a two-bedroom apartment, about 1,000 square feet, and my rent's $1,000 a month. Which, the same thing there in Michigan, there in Michigan would cost me like $500. But here, a grand isn't that bad, especially because they're newer apartments, they have central air, and they have a stackable washer and dryer.
And unit laundry is nice.
So it balances out. Yeah, and I didn't have to pay a deposit when I moved in 3 years ago because of the dogs. So that's also a very big thing for me. But, you know, my backup is that I could move on post, which wouldn't be bad. Those houses are very nice. They're very good houses, but if I lived on post, they take all of my housing allowance. So I could be living in a house paying $1,800 a month for this three-bedroom, two-bath house, and then the guy next to me, who's a lesser rank, he's only paying $1,500.
He just doesn't get as high of a
house that I'm living
allowance.
In. Yeah, because he doesn't get as high of an allowance.
That's kind
of
weird.
So if I lived off post, so right now I still get that same amount of housing allowance, but my rent's lower, and that's the other reason why I want to move
right.
to the house. I mean, I can
might as well
equity for myself,
take advantage of the allowance.
I'm not going to spend $1,800. I'm not going to get a $1,800 mortgage payment. For $1,800 mortgage
dang
payment,
nice house.
I could probably get like a five bedroom, you know, 3,500 square foot house with like 3 acres of land. That's brand new, you know, but I'm not going to do
Man,
that.
Man, you should.
I want to be able to have some left over for the utilities.
It costs a fortune
like
to heat
that.
A house like that, though.
I'm looking. Yeah. Yeah,
hey,
especially up here.
You don't have to tell us about
it's
cold.
It's a nightmare, but.
It was like -6 degrees this morning.
No, but up here, but the thing is here, there's one provider for electric and gas, and they charge through the nose. I mean, my power bill for last month was $165. There was $140 because I'm on the payment plan.
Wow.
My electric for the last 2 months has been about $200.
Man, ours is like 60.
Yeah.
Of course, we keep our heat at like 60 degrees. Yeah. But
Well, our house is at 55 degrees.
Right.
But we have to run a little space heater because we have an oil boiler.
Oh,
which
that's right.
Is terrifying.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah,
really,
the
worst thing
line.
In the world to heat a house. I mean, really. And so, don't get an oil boiler.
That's what I've got to look at up here, too. I mean,
yep.
Yeah, they've got heating oil.
Propane.
Some houses have propane. Some houses
that's
have
what you want.
Natural. Most houses have natural gas, though.
Okay.
Or electric heat,
yeah.
Which runs the baseboard heating
that's not
with
bad.
Hot water.
With our oil boiler,
that's not cool.
Sorry.
So.
Go ahead.
With our oil boiler, this last winter altogether, we've had to fill it twice, and each time it was $600.
Yeah. Oh man.
And that is one winter of
that's
heat,
nightmarish.
Pretty much.
You want? Yeah. If you guys stay
well,
there, you might want to look into getting
have
like
a point.
Regular furnace.
Well, we were gonna do that, but some things didn't quite work out.
I heard parts of that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't the works, but some it didn't quite work, and now we're looking at a wood burner because we have a spot in our living room where we can put a wood burning stove. My friend has a wood burner that he actually pulled out of his house when he remodeled the whole thing, and it's too big for his house because he has a little 1,000 square feet house. Well, mine's 1,700, so it'd go nice in ours. And it's free, so.
Yeah. See, I'm not. I told the realtor lady who actually sent me a text message yesterday afternoon to see how I was doing, which is very nice. It's good customer service. I told her. I said I'm not really that picky. I don't have a whole lot of demands. Like I don't have to have a certain type of color counters or, you know, certain types of floors, certain types of countertops, all that crap. I just want. At least 3 bedrooms so I can have an office. You know, at least 1,500 square feet so we have more space to move around. A garage, a reasonable enough space to be able to fence in the yard so the dogs can run around. And then preferably, like, I don't want to live in the city where all the houses are on top of each other. But I don't want to live out in the middle of nowhere where there's not a neighbor for a half a mile.
They're overrated.
Because I want Amara to be able to have friends. So...
keep them busy.
They'll keep her occupied. Yeah, they'll keep her occupied, and they can play the second
while
player
while Amara's
on
doing
Infinity
the dishes. Is that...
play other stuff. Yeah, they can help with the dishes and the laundry. I'm looking at that. I found a few nice ones. I found a 4-bedroom today, right on the river, which is pretty cool. It's
going on the river.
It's a 106-year-old house. But they just went through and they redid all the plumbing, all the electrical, new roof, new furnace, brand new kitchen, brand new master bathroom. Everything's brand new in it. The only downsides to it that I saw were that it had no garage. And that's the house where the taxes were only $600 a year, too. That was the other nice thing. It had no garage, and the lot looks kind of small, so I don't know how I'd necessarily put the fence, because I don't want it coming off the back of the house, because then we wouldn't be able to just stand on the riverbank or sit there in our little camping chairs and fish off of it. You know what I'm saying? Or Mark could go out back and fish, but if there's a fence up, I can't see her, and I'm paranoid like that. Somebody's going to snatch her up. But then Mom had to go and be a buzzkill when I was talking to her about it.
Yep.
Bring up the fact that I'd have to be careful about snakes.
You know.
And I don't.
Most wildlife
so
will
that
leave
house
you alone.
Is off the list.
Most wildlife you can shoot. That's
if
how I look
it
at
alone.
It.
See, but I can't. I wouldn't be able to shoot them around here because remember, I live in the communist capital of New York, where guns are not. Allowed,
I still go by the
freely
live and let live, man.
Because of our retarded governor.
Hippie.
Yeah. No, I don't do snakes. Most animals, they're fine. Yeah. The other thing, too, about living that close to the river,
I wouldn't like
mosquitoes.
Snakes,
mosquitoes.
Shoot them. Anything like that, just step on them, shoot them.
Mosquitoes get
yeah.
a, mosquitoes get a flamethrower.
Now, Matt, check out the link I posted in the chat. Just
The Last Sun Turtle Tea.
They, I keep getting updates from them because they run specials on their shirts. But they do, like, a night. They have a Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
They have a couple, like, Nintendo ones. It's all random, but throughout the day, they'll throw up a random flash sale where this shirt about 5 hours ago was $5. So, like, with free shipping.
Yeah. Nice.
It's not too bad. I wish I had seen it. I would have picked it up.
No. Yeah. Speaking of
Game
of Thrones.
Since we're on the subject.
Andy, have you started watching
it? Comes back on again.
I have not.
You know, if you were able to access HBO Go, all three seasons
are
on there and available for
you. If potentially I stumbled upon a login cable provider and password. I would consider it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I would consider that.
Yeah. But it's a good show. I picked up the DVDs for the third season so that I could put them on my iPad to watch on my flights last week. And I watched about 5 minutes of one episode and fell asleep on the plane. And then.
Tired of being old?
Well, that and I was tired.
Tired from playing Disney Infinity?
Yes. I am tired of being old. No, tired from being in Louisiana. And
tell you what doesn't
wondering
get
when I was going to get bitten by a snake or told that I have a pretty mouth.
It's not even true.
Yeah. Exactly. Alyssa Leah, what are you asking about? Is that the one you put on Facebook? Which one are you talking about?
Type. So is Big Honkin' waiting for us to finish? Because we can...
I see that. He was going to go live at 8, but I don't, you know, we can keep going, but
I did want to bring up another TV show, but if you guys want to stop, it's cool. It's cool.
What TV show is that? Glee? Aren't they rebooting that one?
My friend, Blacklist.
No. Yeah, Andy is the one. It's pulling back the curtain. Andy also auditioned for the Glee on the internet, by the way.
Gay.
I unfortunately,
what was it that Cenk said against
Mark? Did not get
Mark?
The call back.
I wonder why.
I have a different job where I get to sing for a living, so it's all good.
To be fair, Andy is the musically inclined Crowder boy, and we're very proud of him for that. And if you had been on Glee, Andy... I would have watched the parts that you were on. I would have picked on you for it, but I would have been proud of you, and I would have been asking you.
I didn't get on the show because I probably never would have met my wife.
Well, this is true.
Yeah, in special
wasn't
needs
she
class.
Your Sunday school teacher?
Your special needs class.
Yes, exactly.
It's a match made in heaven, right there.
She was not the teacher. Okay.
Let's get that boy.
Straight. She was the teacher and you were the student, right?
No, seriously, do you guys watch Blacklist?
No, I don't even know what it is.
It's on NBC, James Spader, the man who will be voicing Ultron in The Avengers 2.
Okay.
He's the main character. He plays basically the best / worst criminal in the world. And he has a list of other criminals that have wronged him. And he joins up with the FBI to basically get back at everybody else.
that works.
It's pretty sweet.
The shows Kate and I have been watching lately are Community, of course, with the new episode that randomly comes out, and shipping. Any like shipping wars, storage wars, anything on A&E, because somehow we came in contact with a login for there, so we can watch those shows as well.
On what?
A&E TV.
Oh.
Hey, surprisingly enough, you actually have to have a login for that, which we were surprised by, but her mom may have had one.
I didn't know people paid to watch A&E.
Yeah, that's what we're surprised
by. Yeah. Going back, Alyssa, that house that I put on Facebook is the one that without a garage.
Matt, I feel your pain on the house on hunt. There. We've been beautiful looking house for about a year and a half.
Yeah. See, I haven't been looking that long because I couldn't have qualified for one if I wanted to. But now that I know I'm going to be able to qualify, it's one of those.
We shouldn't have been looking that long. We didn't find out until we made several offers on several houses and switched realtors and switched lenders and found out, hey, you need to sell your home first before you can get approved for an actual loan. Well, oh, yeah, that would have been great to know a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Jerks.
Yeah.
But we walked through a house kind of like you're talking about. It was built in 1902 or something like that. But it had been completely redone. It was really, really, really nice house. Kind of downtown Grand Rapids, Medical Mile area. And but no garage.
Oh, nice.
Similar kind of issue. But of course we couldn't get approved. So because we have a house now.
I just dropped into the chat the link for that house I was talking about. And if you scroll through the pictures, in the third picture, you can see how close the lake, that the river is. It's only like 50 feet out the back door. But the kitchen looks just beautiful. Bathrooms look really nice. The master bedroom is the one that I really like because it's got tall windows and
I'm fighting alongside Rocket Raccoon and Groot.
Wow, you're a dork.
You should have been with us the other day when we were talking about our favorite military.
I listened to it after the fact, and it proved that I'm not the only dork here. So I think I'm safe. I'm in good company here.
It's in our genes. It's how we are.
If only the podcasting world knew how big of a dork I was.
Yep. Oh, they'll have plenty of time to find out.
We're doing a podcast.
Sure.
Should give a good idea of that. No offense to the podcasters.
That's stage one of dorkness.
I am a former two-time podcaster.
It's not like any of us have comic book tattoos.
Wait.
Yes, my friend. I was
what was your other one?
Co-founder of the Round Table, and also co-founder of.
I never knew about that.
What was that other show called? The Larry Show. Yeah.
The Larry Show.
I wasn't actually
like
a co-founder.
Yeah,
I was
the Larry
more
Show
of the
is the one I
knew about. / co-star. I had to do with all the actual mixing and things. Yeah.
That was more of a drama.
It was
that was
a bit
more
of a sitcom.
A radio drama type of podcast.
Not a good one, but
it was one.
But we aren't dorks or anything. It's not like any
of
us
have it's not like any of us has
Zelda
a
tattoo.
Superman tattoo or a Legend of Zelda tattoo. It's not like any of us have that. That's for sure.
I don't. I don't have any of that. I do have a Legend of Zelda belt buckle, though.
Yep.
Which is That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's definitely not like Matt and I have dork tattoos. Definitely not us.
I tell you what, I play my best golf right. when I wear that belt buckle.
But we all do. We all do wear belt buckles. Superhero belt buckles.
Mark, you got
your
that
Zelda
for me,
one
didn't?
Is still one of
yes,
my
I did.
Ones, Andy.
Long so, time ago. It's a great little belt buckle.
Yeah.
I know. I bought one for myself.
I take it out on special occasions.
I picked up a TARDIS one last week.
Nice. Oh,
TARDIS, last weekend I picked up a TARDIS one.
Kate would like that.
It's kind of in the name, the joke, but I won't go there.
What I don't think I understand. Is he trying to mock TARDIS? Oh.
He is. He's not in with the cool kids. He doesn't understand how
you know,
awesome the world
I didn't
of,
give
of
it
Doctor
a chance.
Who is.
So we watched the very first episode of the newer run from, what, 6-7 years ago? And it was weird.
Yep.
yes.
So.
Right.
We did not.
Did you watch the second episode where they
There's
actually
your problem.
Leave the planet?
I think my better half would view that as
There's
probably weirder than the first episode. But the walking around mannequins,
so
that was pretty weird. Fridays is my WWE Network day. If that's what you're asking.
Fridays, you need to carve out some time for some Doctor Who on the Netflix.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have to worry about
the only
your
thing
other
I really watch
finding it to be too
on
weird.
TV on Fridays is Survivor Man.
Yep.
Occasionally I'll rewatch The Avengers.
Yep, good.
And oh, I'm going to go borrow that from Dad when they leave.
Today.
You're going to go steal it.
If I borrow it, you're just going to go take it and make sure it gets back before they get back.
Yeah, Andy, Kim and I have dibs on Hunger Games when it comes in.
What, who is that talking?
That's right. I'm back!
Yep. I feel like we missed out on some theme music.
Hold on.
Take your word for it.
There it is. Playing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Since we're not allowed to listen to it.
That's right.
It's Stone Cold Steve Crowder.
Don't play too long. We got ASCAT problems.
Yeah, then.
That's true.
As Bill was just leaving, he was like,
family show. You can't
"So who listens
like
to
that
show of yours?" And I said, "You know, people.
weirdos like us."
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had up to I think 30 downloads on the Podomatic page. For the show, and that doesn't include the
all
iTunes
four downloads off
I
iTunes, one for each of us.
How to find out that
you
one.
Know the best thing about these shows, which I can speak from experience from my two time podcasting experience, is it's mostly for you. If other people listen, great. But hey, as long as you have fun doing it, like you guys said, I think it was on your first one. You guys sit and talk anyway when you're gaming around, so it's like, what's
the
big deal?
That's
this is the same kind of stuff we'd be talking about anyways, really, but this way other people can realize just how dumb we are.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm a college graduate, so I'm not that dumb.
How many years to take?
I don't
Nine,
think that's relevant.
Ten?
Yes.
Technically not as
not
many as Mark
not
and
as
I.
many as me.
I'm the fastest Crowder to a degree.
Yeah, exactly.
So far.
Physically as well, I run faster
you
than
are, you are the Randy
true.
Orton of the
this
family when it comes to degrees.
Right. Andy, when was the last time that you ran?
You have one move and you finish matches.
The last time I ran, let's see, are we talking elliptical?
No, I'm talking running in general, since you just threw down a challenge on being faster than all of us.
Yeah, it's a pretty good challenge.
In the context of college. Yeah, Mark, you were telling me that your leg falls asleep when you're running out of the gym.
Yeah. So.
Just because my leg falls asleep while running doesn't mean I can't do a 7-minute mile.
Why would I ever want to run a mile? All I have to do is run from the door to the store all the way out to the car when it's cold.
Or from my car into the hot light and out.
Yeah, exactly.
The just hot light Krispy Kreme, right?
They have a drive. Yeah. Exactly. So, drive through.
I like to go in so you can get the free donut.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can get one in the line.
Exactly. And you get to you get to watch them come
you
through
can get
the
a free one in the drive-thru.
Of glaze.
Yeah, but you don't pick up the visceral experience. You don't get to go in and be like, Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, you don't get to say, I want the second
glaze
the
only
right
coating your throat and arteries.
There.
It also coats your nasal cavities, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
What it does is it puts a coating on your nose so that you actually defeat the cold before it can get bad.
I actually got to pick out a deformed one that didn't have any hole in the center. It was just a mountain of dough that had gone under the glazing. It was the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, but Mark, what happened the time before that?
Oh, I wanted to cry.
Yeah,
that was a sad moment. No, it wasn't that. Their glazing machine was broken, and they didn't have any donuts. What?
That's right,
what?
Ladies and gentlemen. What? No donuts at Krispy Kreme.
I went in there, a bunch of money from my coworkers to get some donuts. I go in, I would like 2 dozen plain glazed donuts. They're like, I'm sorry, we don't have any. Come again?
Why are people at work if they don't have donuts?
Why is there not an Amber Alert about this? Like,
because Amber Alerts are for missing children.
Yeah. Why are there not flashing signs on the highway?
If Channel 8 locally here, and if you're not locally here, you won't know how bad this is. But if Channel 8 can preempt anything that's on TV to tell us that there's going to be rain when it's already raining.
Yeah.
It was sad.
Then those honkies at Krispy Kreme should have a friggin' siren for when the
or a conch
glaze
shell.
Machine is dead.
Well, you should have
a conch shell.
It's the hot light's not on. But there's a problem.
News team, assemble!
What can you do for me? They're like, well, it's going to be like an hour and a half until the guy gets in to fix this.
Wait, they need a guy for that?
What?
Yeah.
Why don't you just put it in a bucket and like?
Was it down for like 2 days?
I told Leah, I'm like, well, what can you do for me here? Because I need some donuts. And they're like, well, we have the donut holes. I was like,
you know,
I've never had these.
Most places glaze their donuts by hand. Why can't they do that?
That's still very sad.
It's too pedestrian.
There's something magical, much like using a waterfall to churn chocolate at the Wonka Factory, about the glazed waterfall at the Krispy Kreme.
Okay, Augustus Gloop.
It's magical. It's the way it
He's trying to look
be.
Like him.
Jeez.
Right. I went all Augustus Gloop on some Krispy Kremes last week while I was in Kentucky, or in Louisiana, because they had them at the Shopette.
This is a question for Mark and Steve, since Matt decided to move away from West Michigan. Have you guys had Marge's Donuts?
No.
I feel like I've heard of Marge. I don't think I've had hers.
It's on 28th, kind of on the way to Granville from Grand Rapids. Seriously. Just past that.
Right over
by the
Trace
Lopez.
Why you gotta hate?
Is the parking in the front or the rear at this Marge?
You can hate on that one corner here in Grand Rapids all you want. But there's a whole town in West Virginia called Jefferson that lives off of that industry.
Girls gotta eat. That's what Steve used to tell me.
Lest we forget.
Yeah, exactly.
Couples
welcome.
Drive into
couples
Fort Knox.
Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. The first Wendy's that we ever found that was open late at night. And what does Bill say? And then working girls gotta eat.
Yeah. You know, the worst part about that couples welcome is I drove past that sign with Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. I at least had my wife next to me.
The best thing with that, too, Mom was laughing about it and joking around about it.
Oh, she thought it was hilarious.
It's because she's lost her mind.
She still does.
Yeah.
She still thinks it's hilarious.
Now that she doesn't have any kids in the house or grandkids to watch every day. That gal's losing it.
She's looking forward to their trip, though.
Keep her mind active.
As Andy knows, and Mark, too, this is the best trip of the year.
Yeah, that'll be pretty cool for him.
Yeah, we were bummed when... that's going to sound terrible. We were bummed when we found out Katie was pregnant. Because we couldn't seriously, go to England.
Way to go, Katie. Jeez. Yeah.
Way to go procreating.
You know she can't fly.
That was kind of our second honeymoon. So we went, we went on our cruise. We went to Disney World, which was kind of like my childhood dream. Been to Disneyland, Disney World.
Here you go.
I like the world better. I gotta be honest.
Tried to pull the sword out of the stone.
Yeah.
Failed, but still.
Check out this link I posted, guys.
Yeah. Kathy.
Yeah, the problem with Jefferson is you have to go through Jefferson to get to South Charleston. And as we know, South Charleston is a pilgrimage for us because that's the first Krispy Kreme we experienced, where Andy uttered the now infamous words, "It's like a whole nother donut."
I don't even remember saying half these things.
That's how awestruck you were. You bit into a hot donut, and you were just taken aback.
It was pretty great.
Oh, yeah. Amara gets mad at me. Like, when I went down to D.C. last summer, I called her and I said, "Hey, the hot light was on," because I was on my way home. I was like, "Hey, the hot light was on." She's like, "Did you get donuts?" I said, "Yeah, of course I got donuts." She's like, "Are there any for me?"
Were you in D.C. with me?
Depending on how fast I drive home.
I don't think so.
It will depend on how many are left over for you tomorrow. I got stuck in traffic, and all of a sudden I had half as many donuts as when I started.
The downside of having a local Krispy Kreme is it loses a touch of magic.
Well, that's only if you go over that way.
I fear will be the problem when they bring a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Because there is such thing as too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I've found with Krispy Kreme is I only go maybe twice a year.
I can't remember the last time I went.
You want to hear something bad? Schedule.
I was at the mall today for one reason or another, and I walked right past the Great Steak and Potato Company and did not get a steak sandwich.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
I appreciate all things food court, but man, their prices need to come down.
That's why I was able to walk by. I am not paying $9 for a sandwich, no matter how good
and
how forever tasting it is. Yeah.
Thankfully, I'm friends with the couple who own that Subway.
Oh,
so I get a free sub when I walk in there. And I know it's not a great steak, but it's a free sub.
Yes, yeah. The Subway I go to is the one inside the Walmart by my office. And that's only because
I went to Africa with.
Yeah. I go to the...
He blessed the rains, actually.
Within 5 miles of my apartment, I have 5 Subways. There's one at Walmart, one right off Walmart.
I heard there are more Subway stores than Starbucks now. Or maybe it was more Subway than McDonald's.
There's so many Subways within like 5 miles of work.
Yeah, there's
less overhead.
The only thing that there's more of by our office than Subway is Starbucks.
Yeah, and even then, it's dwindling. There's more Subways popping up.
Well, and then they opened up a Tim Hortons.
Yeah, have you gone there yet?
Oh, yeah, Timo's.
Get the white hot chocolate.
Heck yeah.
You know, when I was in Florida...
That's my nickname.
I'm just going to breeze by that and not even acknowledge it. As I was saying,
just let that one marinate for a while, everybody.
When I was in Florida, living it up like an old man, going to the
sauna,
steam room, going for a swim, I went to Dunkin' Donuts just about every day.
You ride on the scooters?
And I was not impressed by their coffee.
Nor should you be. It's Dunkin' Donuts, for goodness sake.
I was less impressed with the Tim Hortons coffee. Now I did just get coffee, so I didn't get a specialty drink, but just the coffee.
I won't buy their coffee. I think it's overrated. There are other people that say it's the best thing since sliced bread, but I don't know how you can compare sliced bread to coffee.
Bread is awesome.
I think it's a fair speech.
Bacon on it.
The best thing that they have is the white hot chocolate. It's like
$2. That great either, but
it's like $2 for a gigantic one. The only problem is they charge you
really good.
Yeah, they charge you for whipped cream, which I have a problem with.
What?
Yeah. Isn't it like an extra 50 cents?
Bad.
Yeah, it's like an extra 50 cents or something like that. I'd just as soon go over to our local grocer and buy me a freaking can of Ready Whip that I can shotgun for 10 minutes, feel sick, and then high.
And by, yeah, he's going to do whippets at his desk as I walk up there and find him. Hey, what's up, man? Oh, I see you're doing whippets again. At that point, I'm going back to work. Like I'm going to go back to my warehouse and build a cardboard fortress.
I hear about it's, whippets. It's prescribed. Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah, you see, I can't get the missus to buy into that.
Yep.
Anything that goes down in a Will Ferrell movie, my wife just has a problem with.
So he was
pretty good
fast?
In the Lego movie.
Yeah, you don't get to shake and bake?
No, can Matt, make shake and bake Lego? Every now and again.
But, anyway.
Did you see the Lego movie, Matt?
Yeah, I did. Me and Amara saw it. She didn't like it, but I thought it was funny.
Don't you mean Amara and I?
Thanks, Grammar Nazi.
Or mom.
Yes, Amara and I.
Look, if you're gonna be live on the air and have control of the board, you at least need to have some good grammar.
That's why I will
you
never
don't have anything else going for you.
I liked the Lego movie. I thought it was very fun entertainment.
Yes, I did too.
It didn't have the heartwarming factor that like a Disney Pixar movie would have.
Right.
But it was still fun. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. I don't think anybody would expect that out of it either.
No.
It was silly fun. So
if anybody went into it, hey, look at that. I just paid some money to WWE Network.
You know, I have, as I've grown older, basically, I judge movies two ways. If I was entertained or if I was not. It's kind of like in Gladiator. Was I not
entertained?
Yep. Yes, I was. Okay, that was worth my money.
Yep. I don't remember the last time I went to go see a movie that I wasn't entertained, mainly because I only go see the movies that I have reasonable expectations. That actually
that's on
might
HBO
be
Go.
That might I mean, actually be the last one, Steve. Battlefield Earth.
If I had an HBO Go account, I would know that was.
If I had HBO Go, I would know how good it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I was you know.
Just like if you guys had WWE Network after your trial week, you would know how good it is.
Exactly.
Which one was Battlefield Earth?
John Travolta's the bad guy.
You don't want to know.
It's the
you
Scientology
were maybe six
movie.
When it came out.
Yeah, the Scientology.
To make it even worse, the special effects didn't even make up for how horrible the story was.
Even
the special effects
it.
Were terrible.
I think that was slightly before my time.
Let me put it to you this way.
Matt and I saw it.
Spice Girls World Tour was Oscar winning compared to this movie.
What about The Campaign?
That was the one with Reese Witherspoon, right?
No, The Campaign with Will Ferrell and...
Zach Galifianakis.
How does that brand
Reese Witherspoon? What are you thinking?
I was thinking of...
Andy needs some attention. What's up, Andy?
Yeah, Andy needs our attention.
That means he needs to be typing fast.
Sorry, we're chit-chatting around.
We are coming up on 13 minutes to the top of the hour, at which time the Big Honkin' Show is scheduled to go live.
But that doesn't matter.
Shield.
What matters is that we're live. If Big Honkin' Show wants to be
what's
on,
his name again?
He can wait until our turn.
It
doesn't matter what your name is.
Are we talking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or S.H.I.E.L.D. like the old cop show S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Or S.H.I.E.L.D. the three goobers on WWE. I'm
talking about the Hounds of Justice, my friend.
Yeah, speaking of the Hounds of Justice, Dean Ambrose is one of the worst charismatic wrestlers I've ever seen in my life.
What?
I think he's terrible.
That's his character, man.
Yeah, it is awful. I think he's got terrible hair. He makes terrible faces.
He's
they all look stupid with their tack vests on.
He's supposed to be like the Joker from Dark Knight.
They were
tack
vests.
Minus the face paint.
Andy's,
two of them do. It's,
Andy's
it's part of their gimmick.
Andy's asking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I watched the first one. I didn't think it was good enough, so I quit watching.
I still watch it. I watch it every week. I like it.
This is how I can tell you how good I think it is. My parents watch that show.
They have good taste. I actually enjoy it. It's fun, especially because I'm a big fan of Phil Coulson.
He should have stayed dead.
And Ming-Na's in it. I like her.
Coulson should have stayed dead. Deaths need
Coulson
to mean something.
Coulson should have become Vision.
Deaths need to mean something.
He should have become one with the Force.
Lady Sif is going to be on it either this week or next week. And I like that.
Gimmicks. It's all gimmicks.
The one who tried her hardest to become Wonder Woman and didn't get the job.
Yeah.
I think she would have made up fantastic Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I think she would have too. You know, who was the other one? She dated Henry Cavill for a while.
Little piece of
Gina
trivia
Carina.
For you. What was the TV show that Lady Sif was on a number of years ago that she got her big break?
The Golf Channel's Big Break?
I don't know what the show was, but I'm pretty sure it was on ABC Family.
Yeah, oh, probably on ABC.
Seventh Heaven.
Party of Five.
I'm pretty sure Party of Five was on Fox, but that's not the point.
Yeah, it was on Fox.
I did appreciate, and I didn't
Kyle
realize
XY
it
was
until
the, show she was on.
The end of Thor 2, The Dark World. Now on Blu-ray and DVD.
And digital. I bought mine on iTunes 2 weeks
that
ago.
That our man Chuck was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because his part was it was such a bit part. They didn't even he basically didn't acknowledge he was in it.
And and he replaced the guy who played him in the first Thor movie.
Right.
Well,
because
the other guy's busy on Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Captain Hook, right?
But
no,
I thought he was good. Once
Charming.
I realized it was
oh,
Chuck,
Prince
went,
Charming. That's right.
I went back and I watched it.
Come on, son.
I saw it again the second time in the theaters. And I was like, yeah, it is Chuck. And he's actually pretty good. I like it.
I saw it in the credits when it rolled. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, I think that's how I saw it, too. I was like, who was that again? I don't know.
Once Upon a Time is back this coming Sunday, though.
I saw that. There was a commercial last night during the Oscars with the Yellow Brick Road.
And Something Wicked is coming.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Rebecca Madar of Lost fame. She played the redheaded Charlotte, I believe was her name. It plays the...
Soulless.
Trying to think of who that was.
What's her face? She was one of the... people that parachuted onto the island.
I got nothing. I only watched the series once.
It's lost. It doesn't matter.
The other thing coming out of the Oscars last night was the soon-to-become new trend of Sherlocking people, where Benedict Cumberbatch photobombed U2 in fine fashion.
And he photobombed in one of those Ellen DeGenerate selfies.
Yes, yes, which I thought was funny because I'm like, oh, hey, there's Cumberbatch again.
You know, her last name is kind of fitting. She is a pretty generous celebrity.
Yes, she actually is. She does a lot of stuff. She's done some stuff for some military families. I have a lot of respect for that.
I don't care about that, but...
It doesn't matter what you care about.
She helps a lot
about.
Of kids who are talented.
Yeah.
Well, fellas...
And the military thing.
So. All right.
I am,
it's about time. It's about that time anyway.
I am going to bed. I'm going to the gym at 3 a.m., so...
Yeah, wow. Tiny's got to get his pump on.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
He's got to get swole.
Steve, can you play me some Matchbox 20?
I can't. Matt's got the controls.
Oh, here we
Matt,
go.
You don't have 3 a.m.?
Yeah, I'll be there. Just a minute. I'm being summoned to take children to bed.
See you, Mark.
Peace out, brah. Peace out, brah. Don't do drugs. Earth of Dag, we'll come after you.
Alright, Matt, wrap up the show. Boss.
Alright. Well, thank you, Alyssa, Leah, and Andy, and Kathy for listening.
Future
in us,
listeners.
And for those of you who will hopefully listen to us on the podcast feed and on other shows. Next time
That's
we'll
right.
get a little bit more warning so you can plan around it accordingly, as you should. Until then, you can follow us on the Twitter at Crowder Brothers Show.
I don't think that's what
Bros
it is.
Show.
There
Crowder
you go.
Bros. Crowder Bros. Bros. Show. I'm over on the Twitter at MattCrowder07.
If I had cable, I would be live tweeting Raw, but unfortunately I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would be watching Twitter for live tweets on Raw.
If you haven't yet, check out our good friend Steve Glosson over on the Big Honkin' Show. He goes live every now and again on Mixler.com/Big Honkin' Show. You can find him at Twitter at Big Honkin' Show. He's a good guy. He's pretty funny.
Very good guy.
He's currently turning heel, which is somewhat enjoyable, but a little weird.
Yes.
Bold move, Cotton. We'll have to see how that plays out for him.
Friday night show was really good. It was one more. It was less structured than normal. It was almost a Big Honkin' dance party, but he actually did a call-in show, and I called in and talked to him. And then he even took a phone call from Mara, and that really made her day, and that just shows the kind of guy that Steve is. He's a really caring guy. He's really funny. He's just a genuinely all-around nice guy, and we love him for it.
And as we know, nice guys finish last. Play my music, I'm out of here.
All right.
Hit the music.
Hey, don't go very far.
I'm going to do a pipe bomb real quick.
Mixler.com/Big Honkin' Show. He's going to be starting up in the next 5 minutes or so. Until then, until the next time, we hope you all live long, prosper, all that fun stuff. Anything else you guys want to say?
Nope.
Thanks for having me today.
Yes, thanks for coming in, Andy. We're going to try and get you in more often when the wife lets you.
It has been a pleasure.
Yeah, Andy's pretty busy these days with the wife with child. So,
are you gonna text Katie once this goes over to let her know what Andy's been up to for the last hour and a half?
No, she'll download the podcast.
I don't get permission.
Oh, she'll download the podcast.
It's that
you just ask for forgiveness afterwards.
We try our best to spend what little time we have available together.
Ah,
yeah, I can understand that.
So, especially now before the baby comes. And we'll just be crazy 24/7.
Yeah. See,
which we're looking forward to, by the way.
When Kim and I were first married for the first couple years before Cam was born, we'd come home and she'd go do something for an hour or so. I'd go do something for an hour or so. And we'd give each other an hour of peace and quiet since we rode into work together. We had lunch together and we'd ride home together. All we wanted at the end of the day was some peace and quiet.
Right.
So it happens. It happens.
It's the word.
And enjoy it while it lasts, Andy. You've got 20 years until it's over.
We ride together, but
ride or
we don't
die.
Work together. So,
boys for life. Yeah. Don't forget to hit up the plasma. I'll see you later.
Live free or die hard.
Have a good night, guys.
See ya.
Peace.
Good night, everybody.
Peace.